All right, guys, welcome back. MGM Market Abilities, and Wyatt is back.
I'm back from Guantanamo Bay, guys.
Yeah, is that where you were?
Huh?
Is that where you were?
I mean,
I thought you were just in Missouri.
Same thing. Same thing, man. But, you know, I mean, I just been at school, taking care of business, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I came back with some more knowledge.
Did you?
So I feel like I'm prepared for this podcast.
I heard you were doing a lot of cold calling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
How was that?
Well, man, it was something. I thought I loved it, but I found out that, you know, you can be good at something, but just really not enjoy it that much. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure.
It's one thing when you're calling 30 people a day and it's for, like, you know, someone you know, like their kind of agency and stuff. It's different when you're calling 180 people a day, pitching the same script to roofing company owners, which you can imagine probably aren't very, like, open to, like, no, just
they don't care.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, I definitely learned a lot.
Yeah.
But it's time to turn the page.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
It is time.
Yeah.
It is time. Yeah. Well, but now you've got all the experience, which is awesome.
Yeah. No, yeah. It was a great experience. I mean, it was 8 weeks of, you know, just picking up the phone, calling. Mm-hmm. I mean, by the end of it, I didn't even need my script. I just had it in my head.
Really?
I'd walk around the office and just call people.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it was a good culture too.
Sure.
It's just like I don't know. There's just some small things that weren't for me, but I mean, it was an internship as well. It wasn't like I quit. Just like, you know, it was over.
A certain time period.
Yeah. They tried to extend me, but sure. I was like, you know, I signed up for 8 weeks. So I'm going to do 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you want to leave early?
I thought about it because it was, I mean, my previous work experience has been, you know, a lot of serving. So it was I'm very used to like a dreadful, like 4 to 5 hour shift.
Yeah.
It turned into, you know, like 7 to 5 PM.
Oh my gosh.
You know, real quick. And I was like, wow, I really didn't know how good I had it.
Yeah, so. For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's awesome. All right, guys. So today we are talking about 5 ways that you can make your offer enticing to your customers. So we'll start with number 1 is, you know, highlighting the clear value propositions of your offer. And basically that just means making your offer very clear to people, making it like, I feel like that people will make offers on what they do, what, you know, like what it is they do, what the problem they solve, but they convolute it. They try to make it sound super, you know, complex and this big and bad thing. When in all reality, you usually make it simple. Like, what's the problem that you're solving? Because people want their problem solved.
Yeah. I mean, like back to the cold calling, when I was getting trained on it, there was 2 things I was told about it. It was introduce who you are and what value you bring to the table, because people don't have all day. You know what I'm saying?
No.
And then, you know, expanding off of that, the same thing applies with an email or, you know, a cold reach out, because, you know, if you are lucky enough to talk to the owner, you're speaking to the owner.
Yeah.
They don't have all day. They're busy people. So, like some people think they have to make everything so fancy and like talk about like all these big words that nobody understands. Yeah. Make it simple, you know, really explain what you're doing.
Yeah.
You don't have to sell a bunch of garbage. Okay. You can be honest and upfront. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as long as you're delivering on the service you promise, there's, you know, no reason why you shouldn't succeed.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I feel like, you know, having a good mission statement, you know, always like having that in the front of your website or your shirts or your building or whatever, and making it so simple that people have no doubt in what you do and the problem that you solve.
Yeah.
Like, it's gotta be clear.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 2 is social proof. So, you know, you gotta have like real proof that like what you do works. Like, people can't just decide I'm going to spend $20,000 with this person because they said they could do this thing for me. Like, people just don't do that.
Yeah, definitely not. I mean, like, when it comes to anything like outbound lead generation or marketing or whatever it might be, that goes a long way. A testimonial goes a very long way. And a way a lot of people actually get started with their businesses. I mean, I'm even doing it right now with you know, like I've started like kind of a product photography thing. I'm figuring out the product photography side.
Yeah.
I got the sales side down, but, but yeah, I mean, I'm learning as I'm going. I feel like I, you know, better on my feet or whatever.
For sure.
But yeah, I mean, it helps a lot, to go in and just, you know, even if you're not charging a lot at first for your service, or, you know, even if it's free,
yeah,
you know, just going in, doing God's work for them,
yeah,
getting it done. And if you deliver a quality product for a brand that's very notable, mm-hmm. and you, I mean, you know, God willing, you get them back that next month, and then they're like, okay, now we actually want to be like a client because we trust you.
Yeah.
But you know, even having them in your portfolio saying like, hey, I partnered with so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. Okay. Now, like, I don't even have to really research or like find people. They find me.
Yeah.
Cause like, I'm the guy who worked with Target. I'm the guy who worked with Best Buy. Like,
right.
No, y'all come to me. Like, this is not the other way around.
Right. And I just want to touch on if you are just starting out, one of the best things you can do is have some of your close friends give them the product for free and just be like, hey, all I ask in return is like a video or a written or both testimonial that I can just show people that this is actually, you know, real, and be real with them. Like, tell them, I need you to tell me if this works or not. I need you to tell me this is good or bad. You need to show me the holes that I missed in my offer. Because if like, you know, people will come to your offer page, or they will ask for proof. Like, they're going to be like, well, you know, I like what you're saying. It sounds really good, but how do I know it's going to work?
Yeah.
And what guarantees are there, you know? And so if they see real people on there being like, oh, it does work. This is very cool. It's a game changer for sales. Like, it makes it kind of, it brings down the walls of the customer, you know, some of that friction, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. I can agree with that for sure. I mean, you know, it's, at the end of the day, when you're first starting off, I mean, it might be hard to like be like, all right, like I have this, you know, set amount of product or whatever. But like, if you don't actually, you know, it might seem like you're giving something away for free. But in reality, like, that testimonial is going to help you sell like, you know, the other 11 of the 12 dozen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh,
so
for sure.
So it's like the payoff. I mean, That's literally what it is. You know, it's money out, money in, you know, it works out.
Yeah.
You know,
100%. Yeah. All right. Number three is add bonuses or incentives. So, you know, this works well for like tangible products or like digital products where it's like a one-time discount, or, you're like, hey, just this week only, I'm going to give you guys this extra thing that, you know what I mean? Like, you know, how like, clothing shops will, they'll randomly for like a week do like, if you buy a sweater, we'll give you a free hat with your purchase or something like that. That's always a good way just to get customers in the door, and it feels like they're getting more value than they're paying for. You know what I mean? And then it could even cause several returning customers.
Yeah, no. I totally agree with that. When you add a sense of urgency, things tend to get done quicker. You know, if there's a value prop there. Actually, one thing I learned in my professional selling class last week was, I learned multiple approaches on how to really get, you know, a contract signed. Cause you can get someone to shake your hand all day and be yeah, man, like, I want to do this. Getting the actual like check, getting the actual, you know, tangible, intangible becomes tangible. It's a lot harder than you think. There's steps on steps on steps to this, but to simplify it, one way you can get this done a lot quicker is if you're like, hey man, like, you know, I just like, I'd like to get this thing going. Like, I want to get the ball on the ground. Like, I want to get things moving. You know what? Just for you, man, you know, 15% off if you sign before, you know, Sunday.
Yeah.
Just like some random day.
Yeah.
But
put some pressure on.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It kind of gets the point across. And it's a lot better than, in my opinion, than just constantly reaching out and begging and being like, hey, like, when are we going to do that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's a lot less, first of all, it's a lot less demeaning. No one wants to do that. No one wants to, you know, bug somebody or annoy somebody.
Yeah, of course.
So
yeah.
I think that the sooner you can get things signed, the sooner you can get things delivered and done. Once you can get it out of the way, I think that you can give up pieces to make that happen.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's and I always like every once in a while just giving them a little bit extra without telling them that you're going to.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they've been like a good customer. Yeah. You know, like, you're like, hey, you've been awesome, easy to work with. You know, it, like for us at Growing Media, like, you know, we do a lot of video work and it's cool. I think sometimes we even throw in some extra photography, and, you know, just as like a, hey, you know, thank you for being our customer. It's always nice to do stuff like that. Or even as cheesy as it is that your mom still does it, I think is brings in like those baskets around the holidays, yeah. You know, full of goodies.
Christmas card, yeah. like from your friends at Growing Media.
But I mean, even it is cheesy, but it's like, it just shows that you care and that you've been thinking about them and that you do appreciate mm-hmm. them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think sometimes, you know, customers forget that, you know, like they're like, you know, are they ever actually thinking about us or are we just money to them, you know?
Well, the idea is to kind of turn it, well, you know, you got to keep it business, but like,
yeah.
If you can make that like an actual relationship, totally. I feel like that's so much more valuable, especially down the line, because you know, you can get someone, it's one thing to get someone to sign one contract, but what if it was like every year for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
That contract signed, 'cause it's like, hey, it's my buddy, you know?
Yeah, what I'm exactly.
saying? Instead of like, oh, like this is someone who I work with. Like,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes total sense. And often it's reciprocated. And, you know, giving back to you.
Yo, for sure. Yeah. Tenfold sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Number four, customize for the client's needs. I think for, especially the industry that we're in, when it comes to marketing is so necessary because not every customer needs every single thing that we could possibly do. You know, maybe they already have a really great website, so they don't even have to worry about us doing that. And all they really need is some really killer video and some placement. You know, they don't even really need photography. So if you like come at people with like the whole Magilla, they're going to be like, hold on, we don't need all of this. You know, or if you come at them with like one little thing and like you have set packages that like it's this or that. I always feel like you need to be a little flexible and a little customizable for each client, because they're going to appreciate that and actually see that you're flexible and that you can work with them, not just for them.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I think that actually even helps in the selling process, is just letting them know that, hey, we're not a, you know, a cookie cutter club. Like, you're not getting the same, like a pizza shop isn't getting the same marketing that like a, you know, a dress store is, you know, sure. what I'm saying? Just something random. But, people do appreciate that. People mm-hmm. appreciate you being like, okay, like, you know, we understand you do a different kind of thing. And like when I try to sell to somebody, that's kind of something I bring up. I'm like, yo, like I get it, man. Like I understand that, like, even before I talk about pricing, they're like, well, how much does it cost? And I'm like,
yeah,
well, you know, man, honestly, it's entirely dependent on what you need.
Yeah.
Really more than anything, I would just love to have a meeting and really figure out, how we could work together, how we could figure this out, because we're not going to have a, you know, the same plan for you as everybody else, man.
For sure.
It's like giving Ronnie Coleman.
Oh yeah.
It's like giving Ronnie Coleman like some TikTok like 3x3 workout, you know what I'm saying? like just like
it wouldn't work.
It doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't. I mean, there's advanced, there's intermediate, there's beginner, there's everything, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to really understand your clients' wants and needs, write them down and really try to execute it to the best of your ability.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I 100% agree. Yeah, being flexible is a game changer, and I think it will get you more business. But don't be too flexible, you know.
Yeah,
like bend for your clients, but don't bend over backwards.
Yeah, not when you're taking losses.
Yeah, man. don't get taken advantage of.
No.
You know, for sure. All right, last but not least, number five, ensure professional presentation. Now, going back to number one, I don't think that this means like go nuts. You know, and have all these fancy words and this fancy presentation. Like, professional doesn't always mean this huge, big deal. It really just means like, is everything spelled correctly? Is everything laid out well? Is it easy to understand? Mm-hmm. Is it enticing to your possible customer? Because really, again, they want to know the things that how it's going to help them. But you also don't want to have like terrible misspellings in your presentation or you know, something like that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that, you know, obviously there's a fine line between, you know, trying to build rapport or build a relationship and just being careless.
Right.
Like, for instance, I mean, the first time meeting with someone in person or even on a Zoom call, I think it's very important that you at least dress somewhat presentable. You don't want to be in your pajamas. You don't want to have that stuff here. I might have done that a couple times with some advisors from my school, but if it's someone who wants to work with you, think about it. Are you going to work with someone who, you know, looks like, oh, they really got it together?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think that's definitely part of it. But with that being said, you don't want to come in acting like you're, you know, Mr. Hotshot and you got everything figured out, because chances are you probably don't. No one's the best at anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's always a bigger fish. There's always more to learn. There's always more to find out. But obviously, like you said, I mean, grammar is... you know, that's look, man,
it's
that
important.
That is the bare minimum. You should not be having typos in your emails. You know, you should, you know, speak like you're going to speak to someone you're selling to, mm-hmm. not like you would like, you know, your buddy from back home. Like, I understand like maybe the approach of being like, hey, man, like this is my value prop. This is what I have to offer. This is who I am. You know, like that's one thing. But if you go in there, you know, using slang, just being like, whatever. No, like I'm uninterested in working with you because I mean, you sound like you're from the streets of Compton. Like I'm good, man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just about finding that balance.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, that's pretty much all we have for today, unless you have more. Do you have more? You're good.
Yeah, I'm good.
No. So just make your offer simple, enticing, and be a little flexible. Especially if you do like high ticket stuff, you know, if you're trying to do something that's over $1,000, you know, be a little flexible, like show them that, you know, they're not just dropping $1,000 on you for no reason. Like show them that you can work around them and that you can work together. Don't over or underthink the offer, because the offer really matters. Like you can do all the marketing all day. Like you can get yourself out there, but if your offer isn't good, when they get to that like landing page or when they get to that meeting, they won't buy. Like it doesn't matter how well your marketing was. Like they still won't buy because they won't see how obvious it is that they need to work with you. And you need to make it so obvious that they would feel stupid not working with you.
You should feel confident in your offer, you know, because people can sniff that out whenever you're coming in, you're like kind of shaky, like I don't know if they're gonna bite on this number. You know, don't sell yourself short either. You know, you can trust most people, or you know, most business owners to understand what they're doing, what it's worth, if they really are passionate about it. But you know, I mean, don't be afraid to, you know, if you're looking at a number and you're like, wow, this is way too big because I'm just starting off, like, well, like this guy on the internet told me to price it at this.
Yeah.
You know, don't be afraid to, you know, take a step back, be like, hey, maybe I'll price this a little more fairly, a little more in, you know, my arsenal of what I have to offer.
Yeah.
You know, because down the road, I mean, that pays off, man. There's no shame in taking a small cut for a greater payout down the line.
Dude, that was good. Yeah. That's good.
Thanks, man.
Thank you guys for watching, listening, wherever you are. Please hit the subscribe button and let us know what topics you guys want us to discuss. Let us know in the YouTube comments, or if you want to DM us on Facebook or Instagram. We'll see you guys next time.
Peace.